that God loves you. And I know it's been said, we've talked about that love here today. Nathan, you getting me turned down there. This morning, I just want you to know that no matter where you've been, there's one that loves you. A lot of us in this room this morning can step back and say, I remember where I was when the Lord found me. Some of us may have just been church babies, been in church all your life, but some of us was on the other side of that fence. Some of us knows what heartache, true heartache, and sin and trouble is. Some of us say, well, I ain't never known nothing but the back of a pew. Praise God for that this morning. That God in His love and in His sovereignty, amen, has sealed you and protected you from a lot of things in your life. This morning I'm going to try, with the help of the Lord, I'm going to give you some scripture. I don't know what the Lord's will is in this very second, other than to give you this scripture. Brother Terry, if I preach, I'll preach, and if I don't, then we'll go eat. Amen. This morning, boy, God's good. Amen. If you're sitting here this morning and you're lost and you've never been saved, I want to say this on your behalf. Today could be your day. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today you could fall under the grace of God and your life could be changed. Preacher, how you know the Lord will change me? Because I've experienced it myself. Amen. I've seen what the Lord's hand can do in someone's life firsthand. I'm not saying that by hearsay. I'm saying it from experience. And God is good. God is good. Malachi chapter number 1. I'm going to tell you how the Lord works very quickly, and then I'll share you these scriptures. I was going through my Bible the other day, and I said, Lord, I said, I've never preached out of Malachi. And I was going through Sean, and I was looking at all the places that God has sent me through the ministry. When you found Malachi, you can stand this morning for just a moment. I know you sit and you stood. We ain't Catholic, but anyways, you can find your place to honor and reverence God this morning. But I said, Lord, I ain't never got to preach out of Malachi. Let me tell you how the Lord works. I was praying and studying on some scripture in the New Testament, and God said, go to Malachi. You're going to preach there today. And so I just praise His name. I want to read two verses. Malachi chapter 1, if you're there, somebody say amen. Amen. The Bible said in chapter 1, verse number 1, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. Verse 2 says, for I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Father God, we thank you this morning. God, and that for such a great, great time that we've had here this morning. Father God, I don't want to mess it up. I want to be led of your Spirit to orchestrate and direct this service the way that you want it to go. Father, if I just say a few words and close, or God, if you have me preach, Lord, I want to be obedient. God, you've already done work in people's lives this morning. God, you've already worked in my life today. Father, I woke up and that crying, and I've been in this service crying. God, it's not tears of sadness, but it's tears of joy. Because God, you are where the joy is. I love you this morning, Lord, and I'm glad you love me. Help us, touch us. Lord, convict us and help us to grow closer to you. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. And amen. This morning, with the help of the Lord, I want to focus on verses 1 and 2. The Bible said that a burden of the word of the Lord to Israel came by Malachi. Verse number 2, the word of the Lord spoke to Malachi. And God didn't bring some big, giant, profound statement to Malachi, Brother Bob. He didn't throw out some kind of big mumbo jumbo where he couldn't understand, but he simply said, I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, this is the message to Israel, wherein hast thou loved us? This morning, with the help of the Lord, I want to give you this thought and give you some scriptures on how has he loved us? How has he loved us? Well, this morning I want us to understand and recognize that firstly, we don't know what love is or could never understand what love is until we realize that we love him. Why? Because he first loved us in 1 John 4:19. He is love. God is love, he said in verse 16. God is love, and in him there's no fear, but there's love. This morning, this world would not know what love is without God. We wouldn't know how to love one another. We wouldn't know how to be able to serve and love one another without the Lord showing us. And God speaks to Israel through Malachi, and he said, I have loved you, but yet you say, wherein hast thou loved us? Israel was in a place in their life where they was questioning if God ever did love them. They was asking, Lord, show us where you've loved us. Where in our lifetime have you shown us love? Now, if we'll be honest this morning, there's been some time in your life when you said, God, do you really love me? Do you really care for me like you say that you do? I've been there. I'll be the first one to raise my hand and be honest and say that I've had those moments when I said, God, do you really love me for who I am? Though you know how messed up that my mind can be, and though how sinful my flesh is, and though how wicked my heart is, and the Bible said that their hearts, Israel, their hearts was continuously wicked. And we find God says, I have loved you. This morning we want to ask you a question. How has he loved you? We can relate this in this world today because people today says, God don't love us. God doesn't care for us. God isn't concerned whether we are taken care of or not, or we wouldn't have earthquakes and natural disasters and all these things, plague and disease, COVID-19. If God really loves us, then why would he let all this happen? Those are real questions we ask on a day-to-day basis. Well, friend, with the help of the Lord this morning, I want to try to explain to you for just a moment and that how he loves us. I begin to look in the scripture. Firstly, this morning, I want to say he loves us through his words. Now, I want to say that words, dear friend, this morning, and that sometimes is just words. But when we put that meaning behind it and that action to it, honey, the words are so much more than just words. I want you to understand, firstly, dear friend, we can turn in our Bible and I want to read to you what the Lord said in the book of Deuteronomy, and you can turn there with us if you want to. God's just give this to us, so I'm going to turn there in Deuteronomy chapter number 7 and verses number 8. The Bible said, because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Now this morning you may say, well, preacher, how can we know that God loves us through his words? Well, this morning it says, but because the Lord loved you.
This morning he said that he took with his mighty hand and brought Egypt out of the hand of Pharaoh, out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of bondage. God didn't have to do that. God didn't have to reach down in their mess. But boy, ain't you glad this morning that God can reach down in a mess and he can turn it into a miracle. I'm thankful this morning that I serve a God. Amen. He's bigger than all of my problems and all of my situations, and through it all, no matter what, God still loves me. This morning we can find comfort in those words. This morning, if that one that's in this world today with a cock trigger and a gun to their head that says, I can't find anybody who loves me, that one with a pill bottle that's ready to overdose and end their life, if they could just see the love that God has so graciously displayed for us, amen, through His words, He's told us that He loves us. I'm not trying to be cliche and preach a love message on Valentine's weekend. Amen. I said, Lord, I want to preach something else. Don't let me just preach on love. But this morning, God wants me to tell you that He loves you. This morning, He wants me to show you how much He loves you. And as I begin to study, He gave me Deuteronomy 7 and 8 and said, because the Lord loved you, He's brought you up out of bondage. With His words, He's spoken. He told Moses over in Exodus chapter number 3. Amen. I'm just going to let the Lord speak this morning. Amen. In Exodus chapter number 3, and that there in the Word of God, we've read it many times, and the Bible said that God has spoken to Moses, and He said, Moses said in verse 11, chapter 3, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel? Because Moses knew what kind of man he was. He had killed a man on the backside there and out of the land of Egypt, and friend, he fled for his life and into the wilderness. A friend, there he stayed and he hid. But God came to where he was, and God said, I'm going to do something in your life, Moses. And somebody looks around today and says, I can't believe that the Lord saved that pill head. I can't believe the Lord took away the alcohol from the alcoholic. Lord, I've been in church all my life, and it just seems like you ain't doing as much for me as you've done for them. Honey, can I tell you this morning, you're to thank your lucky stars that you woke up this morning. Hey, man, living in Bradley County and Polk County and Monroe County. Friends, you're to thank God you're in the Bible Belt of America. You're to thank God and thank your lucky stars. We live in a land where men died for your freedom. That you can sit on your padded pews this morning at Greasy Creek Baptist Church. Amen. Be saved under the blood of Christ. Amen. You are to thank God. Amen. And somebody said, I just don't know how God loves me. I don't understand if He does love me. Well, I'm glad this morning that we've come to this place. And whoever you are, you're here by divine appointment. A friend, God told Moses, and that He said, listen, what I'll do, and that because I love you. In verse 17, He said, I have said, I'll bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt. And now this is God's word He's given. He said, unto a land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites unto a land flowing with milk and honey. And then listen, in verse 19, He said, I'm sure that He'll not let you go. Pharaoh will not let you go by a mighty hand. But listen to what God said. He said, I'll stretch out my hand. He said, I'll smite Egypt with all of my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, He will let you go. But then He don't stop there. And He said, and I will give this people favor, and that in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass. Listen now, I like this, that when you go, you shall not go empty. Ain't you glad this morning that God has told us of his love? John 3:16, He tells us of His love. Friend, His word declares of the love that He has for me and you. He has told us time and time again through His word, I love you.
Can I say this morning, you'll not find anybody love you like God does. Amen. And I've had people say, well, preacher, I just don't know about it. I don't know if God could ever love me. I don't know if God would ever want anything to do with me. Oh, but friend, I'm here to tell you different. He went all the way for Israel, amen, to reach down in the midst of their bondage and lift them up. He told them that he would. Amen, I'm glad this morning, friend, and I may get ahead of myself right here, but you just bear with me. I'm thankful unto God this morning. I'm just going to give you some scripture here in the book of John. And that in the book of John chapter 3 and 16, I'm going to read these few verses in 15. He said, whoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Friend, this is the love of God, perfected when he sent his Son Jesus to die on the cross. He spoke these words, amen. I want to tell you this in Romans, and that I love the book of Romans. Somebody say amen right there. Oh, the book of Romans in chapter number 5, and that in verse number 8, oh, the Bible said, but God commendeth his love towards us, oh, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How many's glad this morning, oh, that no matter what sin you was in, you was still a sinner in need of salvation, and he came down to where you was and saved you how you was. Amen. I'm glad of it this morning to know he loved me that much. Amen. He told me that he loved me that much. But God commendeth his love towards us. He spoke this. Friend, can I tell you this morning, oh, praise be unto God. Amen. He said, if you'll just accept me, if you'll just call upon my name. He said then in chapter Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. And verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Honey, I'm telling you, these are the words of God's love that's echoing and that through the Bible. Amen. Ain't you glad this morning that he loves you? Ain't you glad this morning he didn't pass over you? Ain't you glad this morning he didn't say, well, that one's been too bad? Ain't you glad this morning that no matter what, he said, I'll love you? Amen. He said, I'll love you. And amen, over in 1 John and chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 1, and the Bible said, behold what manner of love that the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Amen. This is the love of God. Amen. Of what he has done. What he's done, but what it is what he has spoken. He spoke to us his word. He told David that he loved him. Amen. He let all those men of God know that he was for them. He was on their side. As long as they would stick with him. Amen. He would love them. He let Israel know through his words that he loved them. Amen. Yet Israel would turn again, time and time again, over in Hosea chapter number 2. Amen. The Bible said that God calls out Israel because of this very thing. And we're all adults. This morning I'm just going to say it like the Bible says it. He says that they're in spiritual whoredom. Amen. And then he goes on to say, you're playing the harlot. Honey, he said, I've loved you, yet you run around on me time and time again. Amen. I don't know about you this morning, friend, but I've run around on God a time or two. But you know what I've come to find out? Hallelujah. His love's better. His love's stronger. His love's greater than anything I've ever experienced in my entire life. When I wrecked that little Ranger truck that I got saved beside of, oh, it broke my heart. That was a special truck to me. When I wrecked that truck, I was backslid on the Lord. And I was working third shift at Denzo Manufacturing, and I had slowly but gradually slipped away from that fire that God put in my heart.
And I was coming home from work that morning, and the sun was shining in my windshield, and I got so sleepy. And as I began to try to roll my window down and do all these things to keep myself awake, I cracked my window. The cold air was coming in, and I said, I've got to eat something. That'll keep me awake. So I opened a pack of Pop-Tarts, and I took one bite, and I was gone. I fell asleep on the straightaway before you get into the S-curves of Macapike. There's a creek on the right-hand side with a guardrail. There's been many people run through that guardrail. And I fell asleep in the straightaway. Backslid on the Lord, Bob. And God took my steering wheel. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because there's no explanation other than God that I made it through those S-curves. I went through every S-curve. I didn't touch a guardrail. I didn't hit anything. I rode the ditch out for 50 yards and went off into a culvert. And when I woke up, everything was over. I looked around. I said, Lord, where am I? And all I could see was the pavement at my face. And so I cracked my window, and I had just enough gap to get my body through that window and crawl out into the pavement. You have heard me tell this story. There was a little lady in her nightgown with a cup of coffee standing across the road in her yard at her house, and she said, what are you doing? And I just looked and said, I wrecked. And pointed at my truck. And she went, well, and turned around and went back in her house. And I thought, oh my goodness, I couldn't find a phone. And the only lady that stopped and asked me if I needed help couldn't speak English. She was Russian or Ukraine or something, I don't know. And all I could understand was she was saying, police, police, police. I said, yes, call them. And she called them up, and I don't know if they understood her, but they got to where I was. My Nana, my grandmother passed me and waved. Hey, I'm telling you the God honest truth. My cousin Patrick passed me and waved and didn't call, didn't check on me. And I said, my goodness, I've really messed up this time. God ain't even going to let nobody care for me. Long story short is I went over and I sat down. The police came on the scene, asked me what happened. I said I fell asleep. And they asked me if there was any other vehicles that I know of that was involved. I said, I don't know. I don't think so. And I walked off. I said all that to say this. I walked off and I sat down in a man's driveway. And I said, God, if you still love me, restore back to me. What did David say? He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. He didn't say my salvation. He said thy salvation. He said, renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O God. Friend, can I tell you this morning that no matter where you are right now, God's at your crossroads. And this morning, He loves you. He loves you. People says, well, I've heard it all my life that God loves me. Well, you need to hear it some more, amen. He loves you. How does He love us? He loves us through His words. What He speaks to us. I'm going to give you some scripture right here. I'm trying to hurry. Look at Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter number 7 in the Word of God. Luke 7 and verse 47. If you ain't got time to turn there, write these scriptures down. I'm hungry and I'm ready to eat this morning. Amen. Luke chapter number 7 and verse 47. And the Bible says in verse 47, and he's talking to those that's in the house. And there's a woman comes in. These people greeted Jesus, brought him in the house. They didn't anoint his head. They didn't wash his feet. They didn't do anything of the customary things that was supposed to happen. In those days, Travis, you didn't enter someone's house without getting your feet washed. You didn't enter in someone's house without being greeted with a holy kiss. You didn't enter in someone's house without having your head anointed
with oil. It was custom. It was telling them, you are welcome in my home. They didn't do none of this for Jesus. And Jesus is standing there in the midst of it, and this woman comes in behind and begins to weep and cry. The Bible don't tell me what her name is in Luke chapter 7. It just tells me she's a sinful woman. A sinful woman. And the Bible said that Jesus gives them old Pharisees and doctors and all that the old what for, and tells them, said, you ain't done nothing that you was supposed to. But listen what he said. He said, my head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. This woman came in and has not ceased to wash my feet. Verse 47, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And then he turns and looks at her. I like this. Thy sins are forgiven. Friend, this morning I thank God. He don't just say that. But then he turns around to verse 50 and says, thy faith has saved her. Save thee. Go in peace. We see the act of his love through his words of what he speaks about this woman. She's forgiven. I want to say this morning, friend, and that this love that God produces and gives to us is a love that will forgive us. You can write that down as your first point this morning. This love that he gives will forgive us. Have you ever known anybody else to forgive you of your sins? Have you ever met anybody that said, I'll take on your sins and I'll forgive you? Have you ever met anybody that said, I'll go to a cross and die to save you from your sins? See, Jesus speaks these things, but he don't just speak these things. Secondly, this morning, he has done it through his word. He has done it through his actions. How has he loved us? He's loved us through his action. Of what he's done, friend, I'm going to say that God did not have to send a sacrifice for our sins. God did not have to look down through the eons of time and say, I'm going to freely give my own. Give the best heaven has to offer that you may be forgiven. God did not have to do that. But through his love, the action of his love towards us, he sent him down from heaven. He allowed him to be conceived in a young woman named Mary's life, and a virgin birth happened. Conceived of the Holy Ghost. Friend, he didn't have to do this, but he did it because he loves us. He created you and me because God wants to love us. You see his action? His action was he allowed his son to live 33 and a half years on this earth. And friend, in the end of it all, Brother Al, he gave his life. I heard an old song. I was listening to a song that said this. I'm going to paraphrase. But it said that you had angels at your fingertips, but yet you still died. He could have called for 12 legions of angels to take him off the cross, but yet he still hung there. Somebody asked the question one time, Brother Sean, why is it that Jesus continued to hang there? Was it the nails was so tight and that the Romans, there was too many Romans that was guarding? That's none of it. The only thing that kept him on the cross was your sin. The only thing that kept him hanging there was because he loved you. Boy, I don't know about you this morning, but I thank God, amen, that he loved me that much. We can see it through his action. Jesus would go through his life and show every single person that he came in contact with how much he loved them. We find that's the story of Mary in John chapter 12 and verse 3.
John chapter 12 and verse number 3. I love this story. Amen. In John chapter number 12 and verse number 3, the Bible says, and that this, and I don't miss this morning. This is good stuff. Amen. And Jesus, and at 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which was dead. He ain't dead no more, praise God. Whom he raised from the dead, and they made him a supper. And Martha served, and Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with them. But listen to this. I like this. Then took Mary a pound of ointment and spikenard, very costly. Amen. She could have sold this, and her life would have been made very well and at off and well to do. But she took this anointing oil, this ointment, and friend, she gets down on her face, and she takes this ointment and she puts it and wipes it on the feet of Jesus, and takes her hair and wipes his feet. And the house was filled with the odor, the sweet smell of the ointment. You may say, preacher, what does this mean this morning? Well, though God has showed us through his word he loves us, he showed us through his action, it's time that we show him. How long has it been since you've done something in your personal spiritual life that showed God you loved him? Think about that. I'm just getting down here where the rubber meets the road. This may be a little bit of a different message this morning, a little bit different delivery. But this morning, when was the last time that you'd done something that made God look down on you and say, hey, they do love me. They do care. I wonder how many times that we show him we don't love him. More times than we can count is how many times we don't show him the love that he deserves. We find in John chapter 21, the very familiar passage of Scripture and story where Jesus comes to Peter and says, Peter, do you love me? And Peter answers and says what? Lord, you know I love you. He says, go feed my lambs. Well, Peter's standing there, Brother Bob, and he's scratching his head. And Jesus asks him twice, Peter, do you love me? Yea, Lord, you know, thou knowest that I love thee. Go feed my sheep. I'm wrapping this up. Zane, you can go ahead and get ready and come get us a verse of song. Three times in chapter 21 of John, you'll find Jesus asking Peter, do you love me? And that last time that he asked him, Steve, he said, yea, Lord, you know all things. And he responds again, Nathan, and says, then feed my sheep. You see, this morning, God wants us, because it is a two-way relationship. It's Valentine's Day, so let's talk about our significant other for just a moment. When was the last time you showed them how much you loved them? I'm not picking on husbands, just the husbands right now. But I'm picking on the wives too. How long has it been since you showed your significant other, your spouse, that you love them? Well, preacher, I don't even know how to do that. Well, it's time to learn. It's time to learn. It's took me a long time to learn. Go ahead, say amen. She's sitting there doing this. Might as well say amen. It's took me a long time to show her, not just tell her. We can tell them all day long, men, but until we show them, what effect does our words have? You see, Jesus didn't tell you he loves you. He showed you through his death and burial, resurrection. He said, I'm going to go sit at the Father's hand, and I'm going to make intercession for you. He said, I've not only told you I love you, but I've showed you.
And there's going to come a day, church, when we're going to stand in judgment. And God's going to say to a lot, because the Bible says that there'll be many that'll say unto him, Lord, Lord, did I not cast out demons in thy name? Did I not pray this big lofty prayer? Did I not serve in the church? Did I not witness in the highways and hedges? And God's going to say, did you ever love me? I believe there's invitations given across this world. And a preacher gets up behind a pulpit or a podium and he says this, if you want to be saved this morning, just raise your hand up. You're saved, you're saved, you're saved, you're saved. Until you meet him personally. I'm talking about the drawing power of the Holy Ghost of God. Until he draws you to repentance, and until you fall on your face in conviction and confession, it's got to be this way. It's Bible. He's laid it out. Brittany, can I pick on you for just a minute? I wouldn't do nothing to make you mad in this world. I love you and Steve to death, I'm telling you. When Brittany stayed after church that day, and me and her walked that aisle and went up there and she poured her heart out. Somebody said, well, preacher, how do you know that she got saved? I tell you how I know, because he was standing right there between us. But Brittany said this. She said, I've never been drawn. Is that okay? She said, I've never been drawn of his spirit. Have you? I'm telling you right now, he picked her up. I had to stay up with her. I had to get down the aisle because she was going. And I heard her in her agonizing prayer. She said, Lord, please save me. She came up and had the biggest smile I've ever seen on anybody's face. I said, I ain't even going. I didn't even need to ask her what happened. I knew what happened. But this morning, people go through this motion and they say, oh, yes, I love the Lord. You really love him today? Have you shown him recently how much you love him? How's your prayer life today, friend? How's your study life? How long's it been since you got in your secret place and just said, God, I want to thank you. You didn't bring a big load of burdens and requests. You just got down on your face and you said, Lord, I just want to thank you one more time for loving me. How long has it been? Stand to your feet. Cross the house. I'm done this morning. The message is, the Israelites said, how do we know that you've loved us? He showed us through his word. He showed us through his actions. This morning, he's wanting the same thing from you. He don't want you to just walk around town or walk up down Greasy Creek and say, I love the Lord, I love the Lord. He's wanting you to put some action into showing him. Every head's bowed, every eyes closed. Father God, we thank you for this time. Lord, you fed us spiritually this morning. God, you have given us a word from heaven. You've reminded us of a great love and a cost. That love wasn't free. It's free to us, but it wasn't free. It costed the price of blood. And your son died so graciously and freely, oh my, that we could stand here today saved. Know that we're saved. This morning I pray maybe somebody's standing here in the midst today It's not been showing you how much they love you. Lord, help us learn. Teach us. Show us. It's not just words that we utter off our lips. It's action. God, I pray you deal with our hearts this morning. Lord, I love you. I pray my action shows you that I love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. As they get ready to sing a verse.